discussing the eighth paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei entitled Refa'enu, or for Refuah, asking Hashem for health and for healing. And we learned that the paragraphs of the Shemoneh Esrei are generally speaking based on Psukim and Tanakh, and this is why they were established in a particular order, and the Nusach, the language that we find. Now, one of the exceptions to this rule is this bracha of Refoenu Hashem v'nei Rafei, which means, heal us Hashem, then we will be healed. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber tells us that that is the proper girsa of Refoenu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Well, why not? Of course, that makes sense. That's what we're familiar with. Then he continues and says that Afal Gav da Kosuv Loyachid. The reality is that this pasuk, which is found in Sefer Yirmiyah, does not say Refoenu Hashem v'Nerafei. It's in Lashon Yachid. It's in singular form, and therefore, it's really the proper way should be the exact language of the pasuk, and it should be in Lashon Yachid. But of course, as we know, our Shemoneh Esrei, although unfortunately sometimes we lose sight, we sometimes are davening and thinking about our own issues, our own needs. But nonetheless, we're supposed to be Lashon Rabbim because we have to think not only for ourselves, but for the Kahal, for the Klal, for everyone, for the entire community. And that's the reason why that we deviate and go against the language of the Pasuk, and we say it in the Lashon Rabbim in the plural form of Refoenu Hashem v'Nerafei. And that's the proper way of doing so, because we do not have in the Shemoneh Esrei anything but Lashon Rabbim. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses this and says that even though maybe you would think, instead of just saying Refoenu Hashem, maybe you should say Refoenu Hashem Elkeinu v'Nerafei. He says we can't do that. Because again, Kilishna Dikrahu Kach Refoeni Hashem v'Nerafei. Because the Pasuk says, heal myself, Hashem. And therefore, because it doesn't say Hashem Elkeinu, we also are not to deviate from the Pasuk, as it's said only Hashem and not Hashem Elkeinu. Then he continues and says that there's actually a dispute. Some people, you'll see, they'll sneak in another word. Instead of just saying Refoenu, Hashem, and Erafe, sometimes you may hear in the words Re'e Na V'Yanenu, Rak Re'e V'Yanenu. Some say that you should not say Re'e Na, please see our affliction, but rather Re'e V'Yanenu. So it's something which to be familiar with. In the previous paragraph, that sometimes we have different girsas, and he says that with regard to that seventh paragraph, whatever is your minhag, lazuz minhag, you shouldn't change and deviate from the custom you're familiar with. Now, the question is, why is this the particular place where in the Shemoneh Esrei we're asking for refuah? So the tour begins by quoting the Gemara in Megillah, the famous answer to Ma Ra Lama Refua B'Shminis. What's the significance? Why, of all the paragraphs, why do we choose paragraph number 8 to be asking Hashem for health and for healing? So answers the Gemara, but brought down here in the Torah, Amrav Acha Mitoch Shenitna Mila B'Shminis Hisrichu Refua Kavua B'Shminis. Because we know the significance of the number 8, specifically referring to a child, a baby that's born. On the 8th day, we have the mitzvah bris milah, and of course, although it's a simcha, child, practically speaking, needs refuah, needs to be healed. And therefore, because that happens on day 8, so too when we are davening, we also acknowledge number 8 with regard to refuah. Now, some people actually learn from the words of the Tur, the Gemara, that there's really a connection between healing, being sick, and being healed, to the idea of a bris milah and the status of a child before the bris. And as we are familiar, the significance of a bris milah, among other things, is in order to teach a person the importance of perfecting oneself. That when we're born, we're not perfect. And therefore, the purpose of being in this world is to improve ourselves. And that's the significance, among other things, of the bris milah. And some say that on some level, that's also the idea when it comes to Yisurin, certain pains that a person has throughout their life, which are difficult physical issues, physical concerns, it's comparable to the idea of a bris. That it's also, it's not just pain, but it's something which we're supposed to grow from, we're supposed to learn, which will be able to awaken ourselves to be able to hopefully improve, ultimately to do tshuva. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos on Dav Hei discusses this idea and draws the analogy between these two things. The Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he says, that it says bris b'melach, it says covenant with regard to salt on the mizbeach, on the altar, and also says bris by yisurin, pain. And he says, for example, when it says bris by melach, the pasuk says avlostashvus melach bris, that it has to remain salt on the mizbeach. V'nemar, and it also says bris with regard to yisurin, and he quotes the pasuk. And he brings the analogy, he compares the two, and says, "Ma bris ha'amr b'melech," just like when it comes to the salting of one's meat. What's the purpose of putting salt on a meat? Melech m'matekes es habasar. The purpose of the salt is to improve the status of the meat. Because without the salting, it's not kosher, and it also, it's not something which a person would enjoy. So the purpose of the salt brings out the fine quality of the meat that a person will be able to enjoy. Af bris ha'amor b'yisurin, so too, says Rish Lakish, with regard to yisurin that a person faces in their life, the proper perspective is that yisurin is memorakin ko avonasav shaladam. The yisurin also is able to instill a person with the proper understanding that they've made perhaps some mistakes, and awakens them to be able to improve, to be able to change. And therefore, this is the idea of Rifuenu Hashem v'Nerafei, the connection of yisurin to that of a bris. But in conclusion, it's brought down by one of the Chassidim that was learning this, who was always trying to find a zechus, a merit for the Jewish people. And he turned to Hashem and said, quoting this Gemara, and said, you know, it's true that just like the salting improves the meat, so too yisurin also is something which is beneficial for a person. But then he looked around at all the pain that was being caused by the Jewish people were unfortunately encountering. He turned to Hashem and said, what would happen that if you would take a tremendous amount of salt and just pour it all over meat? What will happen? If you put too much salt, it's going to ruin the meat. So he said, Hashem, also look at the Bnei Israel. They've suffered enough. Too much is too much. And therefore, because of this, remove the Yisurin, Rifuenu Hashem, and there are